A new breed of mosquito is showing up in Dallas. It's known as the saltwater mosquito. But Dallas is 250 miles away from the salty Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Wade Goodwin explores the mystery.
After 3 years of drought, this spring Texas has gotten a deluge. The lakes have filled back up, the plant life is so green it's dazzling to behold, and neighbors are boasting to each other across the fence how low their water bills are. But there's one other thing neighbors are talking about, too.
We've noticed a lot of mosquitoes around, some bigger than normal, but they flock to you within like 3 or 4 seconds of you being around, and you're constantly swatting them away.
Jeremy Brown does auto body chip and paint repair at car dealers around Dallas-Fort Worth. He stays outside, and as a result, he knows mosquitoes. This year, he's noticed that there are some that are bigger and nastier.
Longer than normal. One of the guys that I work with went through a little jug of mosquito spray, and they didn't bother me as much, but they tended to flock around him, so I don't know what that means, but they were a lot thicker, and you could see them, especially when you get there in the morning, you could see them kind of hovering around.
Last night we were here, my son and I, they like took both of our arms off.
Robert Bernard is retired, and he does car repair work in his driveway. Bernard says he can't tell one mosquito from another, doesn't give it much thought. Most don't, but there are over 36 different species of mosquitoes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But Aedes salicitans, a big, aggressive saltwater mosquito, shouldn't really be one of those species.
They come out in very large numbers, a quick hatch, a large, almost of biblical proportion type mosquitoes.
Scott Solis is the Dallas County entomologist. He's the one who's been finding Aedes salicitans in his traps around the Metroplex. It's possible that a powerful southerly wind can blow them to Dallas up from the Gulf of Mexico, but then they shouldn't be able to live and breed here. They should bite you and then die a slow, miserable death, or a quicker one if you're good with your hands. That's because saltwater mosquitoes need salt water to reproduce.
And it has to be high, salty, brackish-type water, as opposed to our other friend, the house mosquito, which likes foul, stagnant water, high polluted contents.
Solis says one possible source are the 25 acres of open saltwater ponds scattered around the region. That's a result of the explosion of natural gas drilling in the Barnett Shale near Fort Worth. That's a theory. Nobody knows if it's a good one, though. Saltwater mosquitoes have a range of 100 miles, and that's making tracking their breeding site difficult.
With them being strong flyers, I've got a huge bullet to try and figure out exactly is it coming from this particular mining area or not, or this drilling area or not.
There's one piece of good news. Aedes salicitans is not a disease carrier like the southern house mosquito, so all they'll do is make you miserable, not sick or dead with West Nile. So we've got that going for us, which is nice. Pass the spray, would you? Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.